You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Kind of interesting show today. We have a group of women, I believe they call themselves the Lotus Mothers, that actually keep the umbilical cord attached when their baby is born. And just until it, you know, falls off and dries off 10 days, 2 weeks later. That for me, that'd be really difficult because I went to work right away after having a baby. So we'll talk about that and how you need to identify them so you don't accidentally, you know, Red Rover and run into their, Red Rover, send Johnny right over. And then you would run. Yeah, you got to be careful because if you, for some reason, like, you know, are walking fast in between the baby and the mom and the umbilical cord, that could be kind of dangerous. We're also going to be talking about how these drink size limits that Mayor Bloomberg had proposed in New York, it looks like it's backfiring because people are now drinking double from the smaller size cups. All right, who thought that would have happened? I want to talk about this newlywed woman who, rather than telling her husband she has a headache and can't have sex with him, she says she's allergic to his sperm. All right, how what to do if your wife is allergic to your sperm. I know. Yeah, you need a spermectomy on that one. We also have the more news on the hurricane season that's coming up, and we have the names of this year's list of hurricanes. So I think that's something that we should definitely jump into probably right away because I know y'all have been very excited about that. And then there's a study that has come out from the French scientists saying that bras that women wear do actually more harm than good. It came from a bunch of French researchers who had to spend 15 years examining women's breasts. The French, tell you, they know what they're doing. Honestly, okay? They do. So the French are saying maybe we shouldn't wear bras. So as you can see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are just busting out at the cleavage with medical stories and medical news, trying to figure out how to transition to this bra story. But never too bouncily distracted to take your calls and questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. By the way, whoever told me to check out Duck Dynasty, thank you. I finally saw my first episode of Duck Dynasty. And damn, that is a great show. Okay, now, you know, mind you, I thought it was going to be about duck hunting, so you'd learn a lot. I didn't realize it was mostly comedy. But, I mean, thank you guys. But please, keep me posted on what I should watch. My husband's excited about this Ice Cold Gold coming out. And I guess one of my Facebook buddies and one of my listeners, helped, I guess, develop that show. And I'm kind of really excited. But the problem is you know, you got so much American Idol, you got so much Glee, you got so much, you got so many of these singing shows that, I sometimes forget to find some real good quality programming like Duck Dynasty. So, and Uncle Cy, oh my gosh, I'm going to figure out how to get one of these guys on the show because we got to talk to these guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And we got my buddy James on the line. James, I haven't even thrown out a question. James, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I just want to make a little comment on the Mayor Bloomberg thing. I've got a theory as to why when he says what he says about particular things, why people can get along with it, that they don't raise too much of a fuss. Mm-hmm. I'm up here in Maine right now, and I've had travel through New York and all that. I've got a theory that the air up here doesn't have that much oxygen in it, so that people are getting adequate amounts of oxygen to their brains because they can't drive right, they don't seem to reason and deduct in a common sense fashion.
Huh.
So,
but I mean, I live in the lower latitude of Las Vegas, and I don't think people know how to drive out here either. But so you think the higher latitude causes oxygen issues? That's interesting. What's the altitude, though, where you're at in Maine?
I can give you an example. I was just down in Montgomery, New York yesterday, and picked up a load at a Home Depot. And when I went in there with an empty trailer, they said, you know, the protocol was to leave the back doors open. And I said, okay, so I'll go to park it. They give me a little ticket that they want me to put on the trailer saying it's empty. And I'm going, it's a little tiny thing, and I'm going, why do I have to put this on here? Wouldn't the open doors indicate enough that it's an empty trailer? I never thought about that. And I'm going, yep, there, that gives more credence to my theory.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know much about Maine. I think the only thing I know about them is they voted, the state went to Obama. So that's all I know. But I don't want to judge a whole state based on that.
The favorite thing about Maine for me is Stephen King. And then you mentioned a couple of other, you know, shows I was going to touch on. There's not very good programming nowadays except for the reality shows like Duck Dynasty, and then I would say Dallas would be.
Oh, I love Dallas.
The only other show I've watched.
I think they did a great job. Oh, we're coming up on break. Sorry, James, I got to let you go. But, I got to admit, guys, the new Dallas, it was good. I mean, they tried to do a Who Shot JR again. You know, that I think they've kind of failed on a little bit. But I have to admit, I have been watching Dallas pretty religiously because I just love Texans. I love everything about Texas. I got to admit, though, going to Maine is up on my bucket list. But good question James brought up is the higher latitude. Not altitude, but the latitude. Remember we learned about latitude and longitude in school and nobody paid attention, right? Long or long lines, latitude, you know, sideways, flat. And I don't think there's an oxygenation issue that much with the latitudes. We do see oxygenation issues with the altitude. And we see altitude sickness, and we've talked about altitude sickness. Because, you know, I go to Alaska a lot. And I got to tell you, I'm a pretty astute, you know, little lady, no matter where I travel. And, you know, people in Anchorage, et cetera, you know, I have to admit they're nicer. You definitely see nicer people in the higher latitudes. All right, well, let's go down to the lower latitudes when we get back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, Boogie Woogie here. Not talking about flu season, though. We are talking about the hurricane season. But before I do that, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. All right, we are going to blow through this subject. Yeah, I really need to work on that. You know, that is one thing I'm not very good at. How to use those, what are those called? Allegories? What's it called when you're talking about something, but you kind of throw, you know, like let's say we're discussing a topic on condoms and sex, you know, you use the term, all right, well, we're going to thrust right into the story, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know. I'm not very good at those. I am. Okay. So anyway, we are going to eye of the hurricane story and blow some wind up the skirt. I don't really know. Sorry, guys. You know what, though? At least I'm trying, okay? You know, who says I can't practice while I do shows? I mean, you know, I've been doing radio now for years, but still, I still have to, you know, fine-tune my technique. So this show will kind of be one of my, you know, practice dry runs. All right, here we go. The 2013 season is predicted to be an above-average hurricane season with 18 tropical storms and 9 hurricanes. I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, come on. You know, they're usually wrong on this. Here's my problem, okay? Whether they come up with 9 hurricanes, whether they come up with 7, all it takes is one big one. And we're devastated for months, if not years afterwards. So, you know, to me, whether they say we have nine coming or whatever, I look at the hurricane season as just that. It's the hurricane season. And whether there's El Nino, La Nina, global warming, a Democrat in the White House, it doesn't matter. All right. There's going to be, yeah, I know they blame climate change for this. They blame the Republicans for the hurricane seasons a lot of times. I don't care. I just look at every hurricane season as it's a hurricane season. And so you want to make sure you prepare. They know how to board up your houses. We always talk about hurricane preparedness a little bit closer to the season. Never too early to, you know, stock up on your resources now, like your water and your freeze dry guy. We love freeze dry guy. Freeze dry guy is sponsoring this segment, by the way. Yay, freeze dry guy. Go to their website at freezedryguy.com. Check out their specials. They got a lot of good, yummy stuff. All right. So, we always talk about, the names of hurricanes and, you know, how they get them. Remember, the names of hurricanes used to be all women. Up until, I believe, the 1970s, somebody complained, and now the hurricanes have to be alternated between men and women. Okay, you can't just have all female names, right? Okay, and they can't be all named after mother-in-laws. So I guess the list of the names of the hurricanes usually are generated by the National Hurricane Center. This has been happening since 1953, all right? And they weren't allowed to use Jailhouse Rock, right, or Rockin' Robin. They weren't allowed to do that. It had to be named. So my guess is back in the 50s, it might have been like, you know, Betty Sue, Betty Lou, Runaround Sue. You know, now we got all these, you know, exotic names. So let's take a look at the list of names. Now, again, a name gets retired if it causes a big, nasty storm. So we'll look at the names that have been retired. But right now, the 2013 hurricane names, and I could pretty much predict if it's going to be an easy hurricane or not. Okay? So Hurricane Andrea. Remember, they have to go in order, A, B, C, D, E, and they have to alternate female and male. Andrea, no. I think this is going to be a little baby one. Usually the first one of the season, you notice, we really don't hear much about it, right? You know? Okay, then Hurricane Barry. I don't know much about Hurricane Barry. Whenever I see the name Barry, I think of Brady Bunch. I don't know why. Was it because one of the stars, Greg, was one of the stars' first name Barry? I wonder if that's it. Okay, the sea name for hurricane is Chantal. Now, Chantal, that's too exotic and pretty to be a bad one, so I don't think that's going to be a bad one. Now, you got Hurricane Dorian. Hurricane Dorian. Dorian reminds me of Dory on Finding Nemo. I'm a little worried about this one. Hurricane Dorian to me sounds like a hurricane that's going to change course. All right, that's what I predict on that one. Hurricane Aaron. Aaron, I don't know, it's a short name. Aaron was usually a girl that would hang out with the popular girls, would kind of be, you know, mean, but not horrible. I don't think, you know, I'm worried about that. Now, Hurricane Fernand. Now, Fernand, that name commands respect, Fernand. You know, in Spanish, Fernando, very sexy name. I'm a little nervous about that one. Hurricane Gabrielle. Gabrielle, even though it's a pretty name, somebody with the name of Gabrielle could have some spice. There could be a little bit of story. There could be some baggage. I'm worried about this one, people. And then this one I'm really worried about, Hurricane Humberto. Humberto, wow, that sounds like that's going to be a big colossal sucker. So once you start seeing Fernand, start getting ready, because then comes Gabrielle and then Humberto. Now, you may think, okay, after Hurricane Humberto, we're all going to be just kind of, you know, mopping up and, you know, drying off our hair after this one. No, hold on. We got a Hurricane Ingrid. Now, nothing good could come from that. I've only known one Ingrid. She was cool, all right? But I was kind of shocked because the name Ingrid makes me think of Hansel and Gretel and the witch. Not that any of you named Ingrid are witches. Ingrid is a beautiful name. Usually people are beautiful when they're named Ingrid, but then there's something kind of spooky that could be about them. So after Humberto, just, you know, hold on to your panties because Ingrid's coming. Then we got Hurricane Jerry. Ah, Jerry. What's Jerry gonna do? Then you got Hurricane Karen. I'm not sure. My mom's name is Karen. And when my mom got mad, oh, no hurricane, oh, no hurricane could even compete. So, I'm a little worried about that. Yeah, if they had a hurricane mother-in-law and they just called it mother-in-law, I would be, you know, moving to the Arctic. Hurricane Lorenzo. Lorenzo, I'm not worried about. You got Hurricane Melissa. Again, Melissa, usually the name of some of these girls who would kind of bully you in the girls' locker room. Melissa would hang out with the popular crowd. I'm a little nervous about Melissa. Nestor. Hurricane Nestor. That worries me a little bit. Nestor, kind of like a sneak attack. That's how I look at that. Hurricane Olga. Now, Olga, I think of a nice, older, you know, European lady. But remember, these European women could pack a punch. So watch out for Olga. Pablo. Pablo, like Pablo Picasso, I think we're okay. Pablo, no se asustada con eso. I'm not worried about Pablo. Now, Rebecca. Rebecca, I wouldn't care about, but you want to know what, people? They spelled Rebecca with a K on this one. Okay, now that just ruined it for us. If it was Rebecca with a C, R-E-B-E-C-C-A would be in the clear. But they spelled Rebecca with a K. Like they really wanted to make a point with that K. I'm a little nervous about this. Then we have Hurricane Sebastian. Not worried about that one. Hurricane Tanya. Tanyas are usually kind of witchy. Then there's Hurricane Van. Now, Hurricane Van, any guy with the name of Van is pretty sexy and hot and kind of cool, but a little bit James Dean-ish. So watch out that one. Then we got Hurricane Wendy. I'm not worried about Hurricane Wendy. Wendy, that's going to be at the end of the season. We may not even get to her. So no big deal. Although, here's a problem. Don't underestimate the hurricanes that are later in the alphabet, because these guys could be so ticked off that they never get to be a hurricane because the season is already over, that they may just decide to kind of come early and become an Ophelia or something. Okay, so which hurricane names will never exist? Again, Hurricane Agnes because of 1972, Hurricane Alicia, Hurricane Allen, Hurricane Allison, Hurricane Andrew in 1992, Hurricane Anita, Hurricane Audrey, Hurricane Betsy, Hurricane Beulah, Hurricane Bob. All right, let me see. Is there a Hurricane Dahlia? There was a Hurricane Dolly. Hurricane Dahlia, remember, that one would probably steer immediately to the right. That's going to be kind of a right-leaning right. So with that hurricane, it would probably just go back to Africa. It wouldn't go to the left. Yeah, hurricane probably really zigzaggy. Probably would be very scattered. Yeah, and it would giggle a lot. That would be a Hurricane Dolly. Okay, there's a lot of names. Hurricane Irene, Hurricane Tomas, Hurricane Igor. I told you guys back in 2010 to watch out for Igor. Nothing good comes out of an Igor. All right, I told you. Igor, no. And then Hurricane Ike, Hurricane Gustav, all of those had to be retired. They really better be more careful with the names. You could do a Hurricane Elmo. I won't go there. Okay, so when we come back, why are bras bad for us? And big, huge auto recall. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Or call 702 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong without a voice that isn't strong. I know, I need to work on my singing. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Poor Don. Oh, Don, sorry if you ate breakfast. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm actually getting my voice back. I haven't been able to sing, and I mean, I haven't been able to sing my whole life, but I haven't been able to sing to the degree that I want to for a while because when I got sick, I was losing my voice, as y'all could hear last month. And so now I'm able to really, you know, belt out the Rihanna songs like I need to, Kelly Clarkson type stuff, right, in the shower. My kids are like, Mom, can you get laryngitis again? Marco writes, Doctor, which men's underwear is best for prostates, boxers or briefs? With prostate health, I don't think there's an underwear study or a link with underwear and prostates. We do discuss underwear, though, when it comes to fertility.
Okay? A couple years ago there was a study saying men who are wearing the tidy whities are sucking up the word isn't the word I should use. They are swathing the testicles too close to the body. And I got to be careful because some of you guys start to giggle too much. So when you're in the tidy whities, that bunches up the testicles too close to the body, and there could be extra body heat. And so for fertility, we talk about boxers. But for prostate, no. As far as I know, there's no study out there that would link underwear to prostate health. Even though we're about to transition into the story about bras and women. My favorite, though, underwear from a cosmetic standpoint are the boxer briefs. And I don't like white. I think I make all my boyfriends, my husband, my sons, I buy them the boxer briefs with the dark colors because the whites just show too much. Okay, skid marks are something that affect a lot of us as we age. And, the average skid mark seems to lengthen with age, if you've noticed that, you know. And unfortunately, there are times when you have to take off your underwear, and either at a doctor's office, or let's say you were bringing a pile of dirty clothes to the little laundry area, and you dropped something, and then, the secret's out. So I would probably suggest, just for lack of headache, lack of stress, to avoid anxiety, depression, normalizing heart rate, lack of blood pressure spikes, prevention of stroke, prevention of heart attack, and prevention of early death, my recommendation would be dark boxer briefs. Okay? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Lorena calling from Indiana. Hey, Lorena, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I texted you earlier about my husband's lymphoma.
Oh, that was you. Yes, yes, yes. What is going on?
Well, he's going in for another checkup because his regular doctor committed suicide. He was such a good doctor. And this doctor I don't really have a whole lot of faith in because I don't know him.
Okay.
But he's going to do a chest x-ray for his lymphoma, and I just wondered if they could detect that with just a regular old chest x-ray.
So does he currently have lymphoma?
Yes, yes. He has the fast-growing lymphoma. 2 years ago, he had 127 tumors taken.
Oh, wow.
Taken out, that lymphoma, yeah.
So, was the lymphoma in the chest?
The chest and the stomach area.
Okay.
He had kidney cancer. They removed his kidney, and he has lymphoma on his aorta vessel too, but which I can't touch.
Is this doctor a regular doctor or a an oncologist?
No, he is his urologist, the gynecologist. We had to have chemo, and we ended up owing him $400 anyway. Long, they won't see him anymore because we had a balance with him.
Okay, and then the doctor who killed himself. Why did he kill himself? Do we know?
And they just said it was too much for him to handle. He was chief of hospital too, and had just I think a lot of things on his plate.
Very maybe it was
doctor.
Obamacare.
Could have been.
Yeah.
He was very much sick.
I mean, for somebody to say, ah, to hell with this, you always worry what could have been the inciting factor. Well, whenever somebody has, we had diagnosed somebody with lymphoma. She thought she had asthma. And we did a chest x-ray and you could see the lymphoma in her chest. You could see it. And so when I got your text before the show, my answer was yes, because, I've been able to diagnose. I mean, it's not a definitive diagnosis. You have to go and get a biopsy, but you've been able to see it. But if somebody has current lymphoma, and God bless your husband, I'm going to be sending prayers his way. What we usually do is we have the oncologist take over, a cancer specialist, and a lot of times they'll CAT scan. to, you know, because if you said he has lymphoma near the stomach, I agree with you. Just a chest X-ray isn't good enough. They'll also follow his LDH, which is a blood test, and other markers. So my guess is they would probably do a... my recommendation is make sure he's in with a good oncologist or cancer specialist, because they're the ones that deal with the lymphomas. And then, just the chest X-ray to me wouldn't help watch what's going on in the stomach.
Right. That's what I was wondering about. They did order all the lab work at the hospital. They're going to do all that to check his blood count. But, I was just kind of concerned, because normally the other doctor did run a body scan on him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we usually monitor it. You know, I mean, unless he's looking for something else with the chest X-ray and he, misspoke and said, oh, yeah, we're checking for lymphoma. Maybe he meant to say we're checking for pneumonia, and that's why he's just doing a chest X-ray. You know, because that's kind of odd. I doubt they would just do that. Now, I have re-chest X-rayed my patient since. As she went through treatment, I wanted to show her that the lymphoma was subsiding. So we took a chest X-ray, we showed her, and she was like, oh, thank God. And, you know, her visualizing that helped. But that's not standard, treatment and supervision of progression of the disease. That's just to show that we have improvement. Okay?
Right. Okay. Well, I sure do appreciate your help, because I had my doubts, and I don't know that doctor very well. He might be a good doctor, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. But make sure you can communicate with him. And, you know, when you ask him, you know, how is the chest X-ray watching the stomach, you know, cancer? Are you going to do a CAT scan? You may be surprised. He may say, oh, yeah, we're going to be reviewing that in 2 months or 3 months. So, you know, communicate with him, and please keep me posted, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem, sweetie. You take care, and prayers to your husband. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's interesting. I've heard many doctors heard of doctors accidentally misspeaking, even though I know that's a double, that's being redundant, misspeaking. And so they will say, all right, I'm going to be ordering a mammogram to make sure you don't have pneumonia. And so my patients will say, my mammogram was clear, so I guess that means I don't have pneumonia. And, you know, it could have been that the doctor was talking. I mean, it's rare that it happens, but it happens. You know, so sometimes when you kind of hear something that just doesn't seem right, ask. When in doubt, check it out. Okay? And if you think the doctor is going to think you're a trouble patient because you're asking questions, that's not the doctor you should have. Okay? You know, doctors discharge people for a lot of reasons. Like, you know, she had just said, you know, balance issues. You know, some patients, they want too much Lortab, and I don't like prescribing it, so they give me the middle finger, and they call me a bunch of names. I'll discharge them. But somebody really wanting to ask questions and know what's going on, they should. It's their body. So if you think you have a doctor that's just not open to that, you may want to interview another doctor. Okay, don't go away. We really got to talk about this bra issue. We may be able to take off our bras today. Can't wait. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I have TiVo'd now Duck Dynasty because once I found that show, I'm in love with it. But I am never too busy to still answer your calls, your questions, even when I'm not on air. I could very easily pause as I'm watching Uncle Si do his stuff. All right, so women are better off without their bras, according to French scientists. A new French study says that wearing the bra could actually cause our breasts to sag more than not wearing the bra. The reason why many of us wear bras is because we don't want to droop. Now, breastfeeding and having a couple kids, to me, I think is more of an insult to the bra, to the breast than the bra. But apparently the French decided to study this for 15 years.
Researchers claim that the bras are little more than a false necessity, and there is no benefit at all in denying breast gravity. The research was led by Professor Jean-Denis Rion from the University of Besançon in eastern France. See, not too bad a French accent. Muy bien hecho. Anyway, Professor Rion said, medically, physiologically, and anatomically, breasts gain no benefits from being denied gravity. No, we. On the contrary, they get saggier with a bra. They used a slide rule and a caliper. Rouillon spent years measuring changes in the orientation of the breasts of 130 women. He carried out his research at the Centre Hospitalier Universitaire in Besançon. Capuchin, a 28-year-old woman participant in the professor's in-depth study, swears by the results. She says she has not worn a bra for 2 years. She said there's multiple benefits. I breathe more easily, I carry myself better, and I have less back pain. I mean, here's the thing. Okay, to me, I always thought the fancy, sexy bras were, they were nice for a date. Okay, let's say, hypothetically, I would have never, wear something like that because, only kiss on a date. You know, why would anybody see your underwear on a date? But I hear in theory my friends would purchase fancy, lacy, sexy bras and, makes you feel more sexy. But one thing I noticed, or my friends told me is that they're uncomfortable. Okay, have any of you tried to wear anything from Victoria's Secret? I don't know what you men, what would be a male equivalent of Victoria's Secret for men in their underwear? Well, men wear G-strings, right? Not very practical. Now, for me, I work every day. I don't take one day off. Even if I'm not on air or I'm not seeing patients, I'm still working. I am a very busy girl. I don't have time to deal with lace, to deal with multiple straps, to deal with nylons, to deal with Spanx. I just don't have the time. I need to just look good and feel good wherever I go. So I'm more of a Joe Boxer, Haynes Her Way type of gal. I know it ain't sexy, but I'm already married. I mean, I'm not out there on the dating field. So for me, it's all about being comfortable. Yes, I do have some sexy underwear. My husband has bought me sexy underwear many a time. And I mean, I thank him, respectfully. I put it in my drawer. But we need practicality. Here's what I think. I think this study needs to be researched, but, after you research Alzheimer's and cancer and something else, because I don't think this is life-saving. I think gravity does wear down. I think you lose the laxity and the ligament compliance and the stretchiness, and I think it's age, right? I don't think an average 50-year-old woman without surgery is as perky as she was when she was 20. So whether you wear the bra or not, it's more for functionality. And I mean, my arms are flaying all over the place. I cannot have my breasts in the way. I walk fast. I cannot be tripping on them. Stepping on your nipple is very painful. I can't have that. So yes, I'm going to wear a bra. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a newlywed realizes that she is allergic to her husband's sperm. Okay? Apparently, Clara and Jeff, both 35, had waited until their wedding to have sex for the first time. Good for them, finally! No teen pregnancies, no STDs, proud of you guys. In order to make the moment even more special. But when they had their first intimate encounter, something strange occurred. Clara said she had, I don't know if it's their real names. Clara said she had this bizarre reaction. Oh, her name was changed to protect her privacy. Clara, Hurricane Clara, uh-oh. She had burning and swelling and redness after sex. Yeah, don't name a hurricane after Clara now with this, because that could be pretty bad. She thought she had an STD. So she scheduled numerous gynecological visits, smacked Jeff upside the head for giving her a possible STD, but it turns out it wasn't. One of Clara's doctors told her she was suffering from seminal plasma hypersensitivity. How many of you suffer from SPH? SPH HEPA is seminoplasma. Hypersensitivity. Yeah, semen is plasma. We talked about that a couple years on the show. We talked about the nutritional content of semen, how much sugar you're getting, fructose, carbs. You know, some of you were on the Atkins diet and you were worried about oral sex. And you know, there's carbs affecting between 20,000 and 40,000 women in the United States. Seminal plasma hypersensitivity does not affect fertility, but it does make sex very uncomfortable. Some women will have hives, blisters, abdominal pain, even difficulty breathing. Now, I had diagnosed not this. It was too fancy a name for me to know. But I had told women that they were allergic to their men, you know, husband's semen. I figured this out a long time ago. You know, and they like, my doctor can't figure it out. She's doing cultures. My gynecologist doesn't know what's going on. I go, you're allergic to a semen. Wear condoms and it probably won't happen. And that worked. I mean, I didn't cure her, but you know, I think a lot of us have known that people could be allergic to each other's semen. So what do you do if you are newly, or if you're about to get married and you've been waiting the whole time? Can you do like a test? Now, okay, for allergy testing, we do, stop it. Come on, you're going to make me giggle. For allergy testing, there's a patch test that we do where we could, inject the antigen in your back and then see if you get inflamed. What women could do if they're about to have a new partner or about to get married is they could ask probably for a sample. I mean, make sure he's STD-free and you're STD-free. And I guess you could take a sample and do a possible application externally and see how that does. I mean, not in public, of course. I don't know. But this is some serious stuff. I mean, you got two people who waited. Okay? You know, they and now they can't have sex with each other. And then how does she get pregnant? Well, I know some of you are screaming, hit the steroids. They probably could. There's probably some steroid something that they could give her, either a steroid cream or some Kenalog or something. Say, okay, go have sex real quick. The only thing is if Medro does back, the only problem is the steroids could affect her getting pregnant. You know, a lot of you ladies, when you get steroids, you start to have your period early or you skip a period. Steroids can mess with your cycle. So you need to be careful with that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, if a man was allergic to his own sperm, wow, he'd be dead by the time he's 12. That's not good. But it's just something that's out there. Okay, we got a big recall. Honda, Toyota, Nissan, and Mazda are recalling about 3.3 million vehicles worldwide because of the passenger side airbag could deploy with too much force. And it could send shards of metal into the passenger area. I know a lot of you are like, well, I'm the only, I drive. Nobody sits in the passenger side. Well, you never know if you're going to pick up a hitchhiker. So make sure you have no picking up hitchhikers. We'll talk more about this in the next hour. And car exhaust causing cancer. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.